Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. It seems like man is occupied, especially in the Western world, with two topics: the topic of taxes and the topic of sex. Now, today I'd like to talk about the topic of sex. And recently here in the United States, a debate has started regarding contraceptives, whether contraceptives can be allowed, should be used, could be used, even within the confines of marriage. Now, why is it that we seem to always end up with extreme positions on just about everything? And sex and sexual relationships is most certainly not an exception. Why can't we just accept God's word? Why can't we just accept what God tells us without becoming extreme, either on the left or on the right? You see, when we go back to the creation account, the account when God created man, Adam and Eve, notice how he created them. It says he created them in the state of nudity and they were not ashamed. Now we're talking about a situation where you had two people only, a husband and a wife. They were married, but they were not ashamed. But then they disobeyed God, as we read, and then they became shameful. They were ashamed of their nudity, and so they started to cover themselves with fig leaves. Who brought that feeling of shamefulness because of their natural state into the world? None other than Satan the devil. We got to understand that Satan, who is a being who cannot have sexual relationships, is envious of what God gave man. And so he is trying to do everything to belittle, to dirten, to bring dirt upon that relationship. And so that's why we have the discussion today, as we have had it for many, many years, about why we should have sexual relationships in marriage. And some say only for the purpose of procreation. You cannot have any fun with it because that is shameful. That is sinful. That is why a big, huge Christian organization is teaching that Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, stayed a virgin throughout her life. Because if she would have had sexual relationships with Joseph, that would have been sinful. My friends, the Bible doesn't teach us that. The Bible tells us that, for instance, Mary most certainly was a virgin when she received Jesus Christ, but that she had sexual relationships with Joseph afterwards. She brought forth several sons and daughters, and the Bible even identifies the names of those sons and talks about all of Christ's sisters, indicating that at least there were three sisters, maybe even more. You see, so the concept that Mary stayed a virgin is born out of the original sinful concept that it is kind of sinful when you have sexual relationships in marriage to enjoy. It is true, of course, that God told Adam and Eve to multiply and to replenish the earth. They were the only two human beings at the time when they were created. Later on, after God had destroyed the world with a flood, he gave the same command again to Noah, his wife, his three sons, and his three daughters-in-law. Again, the only human beings alive at the time. To use that command and to say, oh, today we have a duty to procreate no matter what, whether we can afford it or not, and to tell people in India whose children are already starving and dying because of malnutrition, they don't have enough food, well, you cannot have any contraceptives in marriage preventing pregnancy. You have to just keep going with recreating and procreating. That's an irresponsible, unbiblical concept. And so we got to understand that when it comes to these kind of things, we should go back to the Bible rather than coming up with all these wrong ideas. We should also understand, my friends, that this world is ruled by Satan the devil. Satan the devil is a god of this world. Satan the devil is the one who has deceived the whole earth, all mankind. And that's why you have all these ridiculous concepts. That's why people are starting to question the institution of marriage, saying you don't have to be married to have sexual relationships. Or marriage is not just between a man and a woman. It can be between a man and several women. It can be between a man and a man. It can be between a woman and a woman. Or worse yet, we don't have to have any marriage whatsoever. You see, all these concepts are wrong. We also talk about divorce for just about every reason. Let's go back to what Christ said. Christ told the people at his time that at the beginning, God created the human beings as a man and a woman, period. The concept of polygamy came later, as the concept of divorce for just about any reason came later. And Christ said, for the hardness of the heart, Moses has allowed you to do it, insofar as divorce is concerned, but at the beginning it wasn't so. Now some are saying, therefore, divorce is prohibited in every case. That is not what the Bible says either. The Bible makes very clear there are certain reasons, biblical reasons for divorce. And I'm not just talking about the concept that you are not even accepting the marriage as binding to begin with. Now, we're talking about divorce. The marriage was bound, but it still can be divorced under certain biblical circumstances. We have to understand what the Bible says about it, though. But it is most certainly wrong to say you can't just divorce for any reason. You know, when it comes to the Muslim world, they are talking now about in Egypt, and everybody was applauding the Arab Spring as something really great, and they should have been much more alert as to what's happening, because now radical Islamists are gaining power over there. They're talking about in Egypt a law they want to enact saying that a man can divorce a woman for just about any reason, but the woman has no right to divorce a man. They're also talking about that a man can take away the child from a woman when I believe the child is 5 or 7 years old, something which wasn't even allowed under President Mubarak. Now that is the kind of development we are seeing over there in those kinds and countries of the world, in other words, and people should be very alert of the fact that what is really going on. No, divorce can be permitted under certain circumstances, but under very limited circumstances. At the same time, the concept that you can just live together with somebody without being married and still having sexual relationships is wrong. I know it's very popular, especially in Europe, to do that, and there are all kinds of reasons. People saying, oh, we'll have to get to know each other first before we, you know, do the marriage contract, even if they believe in it. It's wrong. You see, the God of the Bible tells you that you shouldn't commit adultery and you shouldn't commit fornication. Fornication is talking about a relationship, a sexual relationship of a man and a woman not being married. Adultery talks about a sexual relationship between at least one married person and another person who may or may not be married. But you need one married person in order to have the concept of adultery. And I don't care the motives. Some say, well, when Abraham did what he did to Sarah's maid, that wasn't adultery because he didn't have the motive of adultery and Sarah agreed to it. Nonsense! He committed adultery. He was a married man. He slept with a woman who wasn't married to him. Period. Fornication is the same thing, my friends. God says sex is part of the marriage. It should not be used, cheaply used, before or beside of or after a marriage. And so I don't care what people are saying. I don't care whether people are saying, oh, we have to live together for a while to get to know each other and having sexual relationships. It is fornication in the Bible. And that includes even sexual relationships between people who are engaged but not married. Now, these are the clear-cut instructions in Scripture. There is nothing wrong with using contraceptives in marriage because, you see, you shouldn't have any sexual relationships before marriage anyhow. But it's nothing wrong to use contraceptives in marriage preventing pregnancy. Now, once you have become pregnant and then use them in any way, now that's abortion. That's wrong. That's sin. That's murder. That you cannot and mustn't do. You see, why is it that we always have to jump from one extreme to the other? Why is it that we are putting dirt on something which God has created and has called it very good? You see, when he created man, as a man and a woman, he said everything he created, including that final act of his recreation, because you know what we read in Genesis chapter 1, beginning in verse 2, is a recreation of something which had already existed, but which had been destroyed, and God is recreating the surface of the earth, and then he is creating man and the woman, and he says everything he did was very good, very good. It is Satan who came and told man, certain ones, it's very bad. It's very bad that you have to get married. It's very bad that you have to have a sexual relationship in marriage. It's very bad that God is requiring of you to abstain from sexual relationships prior to marriage. And on it goes. It's coming from Satan. My friends, we have to understand. God is telling us that we have to come out of the system of sin, which is propagated and has been propagated for about 6,000 years through the influence of Satan. God says, come out of it. Come out of it, my people, that you don't participate in its sins, so that you don't obtain and receive its plagues. Sin is everything which is against the will of God. And I don't care whether it means being on the right or being on the left. If you add something to what God says, if you delete something from what God tells you, you are guilty of sin, and I don't care who you are. We have a booklet prepared you can read. It's talking about successful marriages and families. It's high time, I believe, that you should read it, and if you have read it, that you should read it again. The keys regarding happy marriages and families, you can find it on our website, and you can also ask for a free hard copy. I hope that you will take the challenge and read what the Bible has to say about these things and forget what man may come up with. So thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.